You're not taking sanctions against Putin off the table.
I think I said that already. I'm not putting on or off any individual. You can see the scope provided by the executive orders that have been signed, and how individuals can fall into the categories outlined in those executive orders. But beyond saying that we are assessing regularly additional steps we could take and sanctions we could impose, I'm not going to, you know, label individuals or predict who might be next if anyone is.
And by taking these actions and saying that they are targeted at those responsible for what's Russia's activity in Crimea, the White House is not suggesting that Vladimir Putin is not responsible for what Russia's done there.
Well, certainly we're not. The authorities are...
So why not sanction him? I'm just...
John, I feel like this is Groundhog Day from a briefing I had last week.
Well, not
the fact is
today, and mm-hmm. Putin's not on the list, so I'm asking why.
I would suggest that we have identified individuals today. We have the authorities to more broadly identify individuals and entities in the future, and we will do that as necessary if the costs to Russia need to be increased because of Russian actions. What I won't do is speculate about who might be on a list of individuals who are sanctioned in the future. I can point you to the list of individuals who have been identified today, and they include, obviously, advisors to President Putin as well as senior figures in the Duma.